This is Weekly Outlook for March 5th, 2012. It is widely anticipated that the 2012 corn marketing year will be a transition from the current environment of tight stocks and high prices to one of a large crop, increasing stocks, and lower prices. While there is general agreement about the direction, there is considerable uncertainty about magnitudes. That uncertainty starts with the likely level of stocks at the end of the current marketing year. Some light will be shed on that issue, as well as the potential size of the 2012 crop when the USDA releases the quarterly grain stocks and the annual prospective plantings reports on March 30. A calculation of the likely level of stocks on March 1 is based on the December 1 stocks estimate and the estimated magnitude of consumption from December through February. Based on the level of cumulative export inspections through February and the difference between inspections and Census Bureau export estimates through December, corn exports during the quarter were near 450 million bushels. Based on weekly estimates from the U.S. Energy Information Administration, ethanol production during the December-February quarter was 3.7% larger than during the same quarter last year. Assuming the same rate of conversion from corn to ethanol, corn used for ethanol during the quarter is estimated at 1.3 billion bushels. The USDA has projected corn use for seed and other food and industrial products at the same level as last year's use. If that pattern persisted during the past quarter, use in that category was near 320 million bushels. Anticipating the level of quarterly feed and residual use of corn, which is always difficult, has been complicated by the recent inconsistent quarterly estimates. Expectations may also be influenced by the unusually mild winter and the implied increase in feed deficiency relative to that in a more normal winter. As a starting point, we estimate use based on the USDA's projection of use for the year of 4.6 billion bushels and an estimate of normal seasonal consumption patterns. But what is normal? Over the past 4 years, the proportion of annual feed and residual use occurring in the first half of the year has been very inconsistent, ranging from 65 to 76%, and generally very high, averaging 70%. In the 5 years prior to that, use in the first half of the year ranged from 62 to 66% and averaged 64%. If the USDA's projection of feed and residual use for the year is correct and 64% was consumed in the first half of the year, consumption in December-February quarter would have been only 1.11 billion bushels. Total consumption would have been near 3.2 billion and March stocks would have been near 6.466 billion bushels. If 70% of projected feed and residual use occurred in the quarter, March 1 stocks would be projected at 6.195 billion bushels. The range is unusually large, and estimates at either extreme might bring the USDA projection of feed and residual use for the year into question. Recent and ongoing corn price behavior have some expecting a relatively small estimate of March 1 stocks. The ongoing strong basis and recent inversion in futures prices implies some combination of slow movement of corn to the market, relatively small supplies, and a higher rate of consumption than forecast. The higher rate of consumption would have to be in the feed sector since use in the other categories is transparent. The magnitude of corn planting intentions for 2012 has obvious price implications, but there seems to be more general agreement on intentions. Expectations center on the USDA benchmark of 94 million acres, about 2 million more than planted in 2011. The big unknown is the 2012 average corn yield. The USDA has started with a projection of 164 bushels, well above the trend calculation for the year.